If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Whether it's to you personally or to thousands upon thousands of innocents like in the Holocaust or the killing fields of Cambodia or Christians martyred for their faith all over the world throughout the last two millennia, it is a heart-rending cry that goes up to heaven. How long?
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. My friend, have you ever been the recipient of a bully's actions? Perhaps as a kid, you were the one that always got pushed around, even beaten up. Or perhaps you've been the recipient of what's called cyberbullying, where someone tears apart your reputation with false information. You wish that someone, a parent, teacher, a policeman, someone would suddenly appear and stop the injustice. Then there's all the terrible actions in the world, in history, like the atrocities of the Nazis, the communists, the Islamic terrorists who behead and murder innocent men, women, boys, and girls for believing something else. How are they going to be accounted for? And those that murder and enslave, is even a death sentence a proper recompense for those who are unrepentant? It's a tremendously heavy topic. No light conversation here, but injustice, when evil seemingly wins, hits us all. And when especially those that have done nothing to deserve that hurt are hurt again and again, well, it just hurts all the more, and we cry out. Whether it's to you personally or to thousands upon thousands of innocents like in the Holocaust or the killing fields of Cambodia or the Christians martyred for their faith all over the world throughout the last two millennia, it is a heart-rending cry we hear that goes up to heaven. How long? Well, we're going to talk about that today on Wings of the Morning. But first, a great message. Carrie Job reminds us to keep our eyes on forever.
The moon and stars, they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for
In recent years, the word apocalyptic has been thrown around more and more. The storms are apocalyptic. The fires seem very apocalyptic. Earthquakes and tsunamis, with all their devastation, certainly seem apocalyptic. Economic collapses like the world recently experienced feel apocalyptic for many of us. The plague of Ebola felt like the end of the world, particularly in some countries. But as bad as all these things are, and let's not forget the world wars that took millions of lives and devastated a continent, these weren't and are not, and none of those things are the end. In fact, Jesus told his disciples when they asked about the end, he said, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me." Moreover, he says that many people will turn away from their faith in God, and wickedness will increase. But the gospel of salvation in Jesus, in him, will be preached to every nation. Then the end will come. So, my friend, when we see terrible things, whether of nature or evil or some human contrivance, it doesn't mean the end is here. But they should warn us. They should put a warning into us. And then when wickedness just seems to be increasing, even as it attacks us, our attention should be drawn to something else. It's the message that God came in human form, Jesus, to die in our place, getting to every person on earth. That's the question. That's the issue. That's when the end would come. And most of all, have you accepted him as your Savior and Lord? You see, if our attention is totally on things of earth and time, we might as well give up, especially if it's going to get worse and worse and worse. But if you have eternal life in perspective, all this trouble actually begins to fade. However, there is one passage in the book of Revelation, the apocalypse, if you will, in the Bible. John the Apostle is up in heaven before the throne of God, and he sees multitudes, quote, of souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. It says, "They called out loudly, 'How long, Sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood.'" You see, that is also part of this apocalypse. All this persecution, all this martyrdom. You see, if God is holy and true and just, which he most definitely is, then he cannot let bullying, the murdering, the raping, the abusing, the perverting, the oppressing, and enslaving go unpunished. And when through God's forgiveness and transformation, our consciences are cleansed, we begin again to know right from wrong. Then we become even more aware of the wickedness in this world. It is then we begin to ask the same questions. How long? We long for the day when wrong is punished and right will prevail. My friend, let me remind you, however, that without Christ's blood cleansing us, cleansing you, through you turning to him and turning away from your own evil selfishness, you too, we too, are on the wrong side of God's just punishment. And before you start questioning how God, who is love, could punish anyone, I would ask you, how can he not punish wickedness? And let me remind you that Jesus himself told us that if we just hate someone in our heart, it is the same as murder. That's pretty evil. One day, the apocalypse will come, and horrendous things will happen beyond our imagination. The only question then and now for you and me to look into eternity with confidence is, have you taken the gift of God? Have you given your heart to Jesus? Have you acknowledged you deserve punishment for your sin, but accept Jesus' substitute in your place? You can do that even right now if you just pray with me. Pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I see that there is only one thing that matters, even if the whole world falls apart. It's whether you are my Savior. Please forgive me of my sin. Be my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. Please call me. Please write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. H-O-M-E. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.